This goes to Dr. Michael Stack, STACK, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H, Sparling, S-P-A-R-L-I-N-G. Date of birth is 9-10 of 1947. Dear Dr. Stack, this is a post-hospital follow-up visit for Mrs. Sparling, who likes to be called Judy. She was hospitalized with very low sodium concentrations, which were thought to be secondary to some prolonged diarrhea as well as thiazide diuretic that she was using for blood pressure control. The sodium levels have improved after she decreased stopped having diarrhea, and the diuretic was also stopped. She has been following a low-salt diet and restricting sodium intake to control blood pressure, and has been limiting fluids to 42 to 48 ounces per 24 hours. And she is very strict about that, and she's feeling much better. She was extremely fatigued and very weak when she was admitted, and her sodium was as low as 122. And the most recent level is now up to 137. So that has improved a great deal after she's been discharged. And she denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No nocturia, no dysuria, no peripheral edema, and no dizziness, weakness, or headaches. Medications, I'll highlight lisinopril 20 milligram daily. She also takes Zoloft 12.5 milligram daily. Pravacol is 40 milligram daily. Flonase nasal spray, a Centrum Silver multivitamin daily, and turmeric is 1,000 milligram daily for arthritis pains. Physical exam, weight 166 pounds, height is 64 inches, pulse is 72 and regular, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 122 over 68. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, flat, non-tender, without ascites, and no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done February 2nd, 2026. Sodium is 137, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 24, calcium is 9.7, albumin 4.6, phosphorus 3.7. Her random urine sodium was done 1.5 of 26, that is normal at 67. Urine osmolality also normal at 422. CBC was done 1-1 of 26. She is slightly anemic. Previous hemoglobin before hospitalization was 13.1, and that was 12.29 of 25. Then it dropped to 11.6. It was 11.1 on 12.31. And January 1st, 26, the hematocrit is 10.6 with normal white count, normal platelets, normal differential. Assessment and plan. One, hyponatremia, most likely secondary to the prolonged diarrhea as well as the thiazide diuretic that she'd been using for many years. And that has normalized since the diarrhea is stopped and the thiazide diuretic has been discontinued. We would like her to continue getting lab studies done every 3 months, and a lab order was provided. Two, hypertension is well controlled on her current regime of lisinopril 20 milligram daily. 3, anemia that was noted during and after hospitalization. We will recheck the blood count when she gets her labs done, and that will be in May of this year again. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.